Okay, so we thought we'd do a brief introduction on ourselves and our family, just so you had a little context to go with. So I'll start. So this is Darth Dad 3, and I have been married since October of 2007 to my lovely, beautiful, and talented wife, Katie. And we are raising three young men, and they are ages 16, 11, and 9.
Well done.
Yeah, did you like that?
Very, very well played. All right, so I'll go next. Adam Apex and my wife and I have been married for 15 years almost. We are raising two boys. Our oldest is 12, and our youngest is about to turn 9. So we got a birthday coming up here. But that's kind of our interesting background. What else do we want to kick it off
Well, let's
with?
see, two dogs. Do they count as?
Yeah, country pets.
Oh, if we're counting all of them, then oofta. Okay,
You
so
better bring a bee.
two dogs, two bearded dragons, and my wife's favorite animal of the house, wink wink, is our cockatiel Petey, who is named after the bird from Dumb and Dumber, by the way.
Oh, it's my favorite. That's my
He's a
favorite.
menace. He's loud. He's messy. He gets up every morning at 6:30. It's crazy, but he's kind of fun.
I can hear him in some of the segments too, which I like
Oh,
to.
that's terrible. I know.
No, I do like
I
that.
try to keep him quiet, but he just doesn't cooperate. So,
I like it.
yeah.
And
Yeah.
we've got one newer puppy, Jax. He's a brand new addition to the family, so we're still trying to do some potty training, things like that. He's a beagle and like a terrier mix. So we've only got the one puppy right now, and I don't think we're going to be adding too many more. I tried to do the convincing of adding some bearded dragons, but that didn't go over very well.
You know, they're a pretty easy pet, to be honest. They don't take a lot of maintenance.
I'm game for the feeding of the crickets.
Yeah, that's always
All
entertaining.
right, so well, we'll kick it off for a different segment now coming up for some other stuff, but that'll be just a quick intro, quick background of the two of us and kind of where we're at with
I figure since we're
families.
calling it Fatherhood for Life, we should
Yeah.
probably ex explain at least how old our
Yeah,
kids are.
at least throw it out there.
For anyone not in Minnesota, too, I guess we should say we're both born and raised in Minnesota, and
Yep.
that's where we currently reside.
Yep. It is kind of
No
weird to think.
plans of leaving anytime soon.
No. We
Although every
both.
winter we talk about it, but
Right, I
you
was
know.
going to say we both still live here despite the brutal winters, but we've never
Yeah.
lived anywhere else. Born and raised, never lived anywhere else. I don't think I
Yeah.
really want to live anywhere else. So,
No, me neither.
yep, two
Well, I mean,
Minnesota
I say
boys.
that now, but we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah,
All right.
right.
There you go.
All right.
Intro done.
Back for another.
All righty.
Hey.
Darth Dad 3 back at you.
Nice. Well played.
I'm gonna have to work on that. That was terrible.
That's all right. It's all right. It's still early on, right? Should probably do mine as well. Adam Apex back at it right with you. Do we sound clear?
So, yeah, sure.
We'll go with it.
You know what I've noticed is my worst fear is that I have like a Mickey Mouse voice on recordings.
Yeah.
And when I listen to the last one, I'm like, yeah, I sound terrible.
I had the same epiphany when we were doing some test recordings that I sound like a 4-year-old girl, or that my voice sounds a lot higher than what I would like it to
And have
sound like.
to. Have to start smoking or like
Yeah.
take down a big cigar right before we
Yeah.
record.
That's a good life decision. Maybe we should start smoking like a pack of Marbreds, like
There you go.
right
What do you
before
think a
recording.
pack of Marbreds goes for these days?
It's been a
F
long time.
15 bucks.
I bet you it does. I bet you a pack of smokes is like 10, 15 bucks. It's gotta
Yeah.
be. It's gotta be
Give us
super
that. Give
expensive.
us that radio voice.
Yeah. Little soft tone radio voice. So we're back for we're gonna I don't know if we want to title this episode one, but we're back for another episode. Maybe episode one. We'll see how it works out.
Or it could be cutting room floor material for all we know.
Yeah, or this could just go away completely. Absolutely.
COVID-19. let's get the elephant in the room out of the way.
Yeah.
Don't really want to get into the whole political side of it. I'm no expert by any means. I mean, I read articles constantly, you know, to try to keep up, but more what I'm looking at is how it's affected our daily lives.
Yep.
How our kids have adapted, what's going on with online schooling, that sort of thing. So yep. Having said that, let me ask you first, how have your kids adapted? What has it meant for you as a dad, for you as a parent? What kinds of things are you doing differently? Are the kids surviving? Have they torn each other to pieces yet? Are they actually loving this? What's it been like for you?
That's a good point. So yeah, it's been good. I mean, they've adapted pretty well. I think it's odd. This is just a really bizarre, I mean, you and I will never see this again in our lifetime, hopefully. You know, like I don't remember a time like this since like 9/11, you know, where everyone's like, for, you know, not necessarily freaking out, but like the level of uncertainty that's going through everybody. But yeah, the kids, I mean, they've adapted good. So everybody's doing the distance from learning, the e-learning from home. And I mean, we've got two levels. Like, you know, my oldest is middle school, so he's got his own iPad and, you know, technology that's a lot easier to play with than the younger one, which is Alex's third grade. And that's harder because, like, what do you, you know, think back to when we were in third grade. It's like, what are you going to do online? You're going to do, like, hang out with your friends and write cursive and, you know, all the third grade fun activities. So his is a little more challenging, but, I mean, it's been going good. And it's hard. It's like, what do? You know, because I'm, you know, we're all working from home. And, you know, luckily my wife is there to help them if they need assistance if I'm stuck working. But it's been interesting. I mean, they've definitely adapted, and they, this time of year anyway, they're starting to climb the walls already. You know, spring is coming, so they want to get
it's
outside.
It's like a perfect storm.
It is.
It's, yeah. Weather's not quite. Yeah, there's been a few good days, but the weather's still not really cooperating.
No.
So
no.
Not only are we stuck inside, but
we're stuck inside with a pandemic.
Yeah, you're stuck inside. You're with no other option, really.
Right.
So,
right. How about your boys?
Yeah, it's been interesting to see how they've sort of adapted to it. It's, I'd say it's hard to really gauge how much they're really getting out of it.
That's
at no fault of anybody, but it's, there's only so much you can do.
I guess
so,
I have that. That's a good
yeah,
point.
They've got their iPads. They've got the laptops. They, you know, they have their Google Meets. And so they're doing some face-to-face stuff and certain activities. But I think, one, it's hard for them to stay really motivated and focus. And two, that it's almost like a more of a chore than
right.
anything.
Right. That's a really good point because I didn't think about like what are they really retaining from it, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like, oh, hurry up and get this done so I can go back to doing whatever I want to do at home.
Right.
And it's definitely not a full day's worth like they would be getting at school.
Right.
And I definitely think they are missing their friends and interaction with, you know, their kids their age. I think that's the one thing they miss the most.
Right. Agreed.
But
yeah.
it's you know, you fall into it. It's a daily routine. You know, I think as long as you have that routine of, hey, and everybody, you know, log in by 9 and check your emails and your, you know, this and your that, and just try to stay on some kind of a schedule.
Yeah.
But it's definitely been different. I don't want to say they're bored, but they're bored. I mean, let's be real. It's,
right. Well, how much? Know. Yeah, absolutely. Even when say they heads down focus for like, you know, what are they? What's a normal school day? Like 7 hours, right? Around 7 hours or
from
six,
when they
like
leave
six?
To when they get home, somewhere around that.
Yeah.
So you figure in an actual school day, they're probably, you know, heads down doing maybe what, 3-4 hours
yeah,
of
3-4
learning.
Hours. Right.
So you figure in lunch and your social time and
that's a good
that
point. Recess, lunch. Yeah. But it's like, If you do heads down for 4 hours and then you're done, it's like, what do they do now? You know, they're still at home.
Yeah.
That separation of. Yeah.
And I will say that I can't imagine what, you know, we have the benefit of being at home with them. Yeah. Now, if you have parents that are both working, you know, or single parents that are working and their kids are left to try to fend for themselves, especially at the elementary school level, you know, even, you know, responsible third, fourth, fifth graders, that's got to be difficult.
Yeah.
To have to try to do that on your own as a kid, to where, you know, we both have the advantage of being home with them. And I think that makes a difference.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference. That's a good point, too, because I think there's a lot of people out there that are going to get, it's obviously not going to be the same. We're in the luckier group of people that can monitor it a little bit better, but
it'll be interesting. You know, they always release the data from those tests, the NWEA, I think is what they're called, tests that measures, you know, where they're at testing wise for reading and math. It'll be interesting to see test scores after this whole thing has passed, depending on how long they've been learning from home.
Right.
And see if those test scores either stay the same or if they dip or go up. You never know. But that'll be interesting to see is the test scores.
Yeah.
So what kind of things have you guys been? Yeah. What kind of activities have you guys been doing stuck inside? What have you been doing to keep busy, keep them busy?
We've gone old school. We've tried to bust out a deck of cards and do you know, they thought it was great that we were going to actually let them play BS or bullshit. You know, they thought that was hilarious. So we played some BS. We played some speed. Do you remember how to play speed?
I do.
That's a weird, I almost had to it was odd that I had to Google the rules of speed and how to do that. So we went old school and did some card activities like that. I settled, you know, we talked about this last time. We like to cook. So I started to take a little more time of instead of oh, hey, I got home from work and now what are we going to do to eat dinner? It's oh, what do I want to make? I made from scratch, a homemade marinara, tomato sauce.
Oh, nice.
Made a lasagna out of it. You know, stuff that normally you would feel I don't have the time to do that. I don't have the time to sit down and play cards. I don't have the time to sit down and actually cook.
I smoked a rack of ribs on a Thursday.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Smoked a rack of ribs. That's a 6-hour process that I normally do once or twice a year for, you know, smoke-a-thon. But I thought, you know, why not?
It's a great example.
So it is nice to have time to do that. Like you said, make your own sauce, start from scratch, do something you wouldn't normally have the time to do.
Yep. And I even thought, too, it's you look at, you know, Ryan's in middle school. They do, they don't call it home ec anymore. That makes me sound old, but they call it FACTS, Family and Consumer Sciences. So I'm like, all right, well, we're going to, you know, we're going to do some cooking lessons. Try and knock out some cooking.
Yeah.
In the middle of the kitchen.
In the middle, yep. Make a mess.
Yep. Give it a shot. So yeah, but I mean, what about have you done any oddball activities?
We've just been playing games. We, you know, got some different games. We try to, you know, do some board games just to get off of the screens. Writing our grandmas more letters, which is nice. I mean,
that's a good idea.
But being able to kind of write some letters to grandma and things like that. Otherwise, you know, you're kind of stuck in what you can do, really.
Yeah.
When it has been nice out, we've been getting outside playing basketball, using the trampoline, that kind of thing. But
yeah, side note to how incredibly out of shape I am. We went to a park and decided to play basketball on a legitimate basketball court with two ends, two hoops, and it was me versus the boys. And after 2 minutes, maybe three, of running back and forth down and back on the courts and actually trying to play basketball, I was extremely winded.
Yeah, that sounds brutal. I stick to lightning or pig.
Yes.
Less running.
Good call. Horse, lightning, pig, yeah. That's what we should have done. But I was like, no, we'll actually play a legit basketball game. And that hurt my lungs. So.
Yep, absolutely.
So it's been hard. I mean, yeah, I mean, to, you know, to kind of wrap it all together, it's like, how do you know, they've adapted well, but I think it's hard to know yet. You know, we've only been a month into it. And when you wrap all the online school, staying busy inside, you know, doing everything at home, trying not to go places, it's been tough, but I think we've managed well.
Yeah, it sounds like it. As long as you find some things to do and keep yourselves busy, I think that's the biggest thing, especially for the kids.
That's the key. Yeah. All right.
Well, this has been a great segment. Yeah. I think we'll take a break here. And
A to Z favorites.
All right, it's time for a little bit we're going to call What's Your Favorite?
I like
this. So the way this is going to work, I do too. The way this is going to work, we got 8 questions that we just came up with, so we haven't really had time to think of our own answers, just so you know. So we're going to do this kind of on the fly. What's your favorite? 10 seconds to answer the question. Ugh. Adam Apex up first. Are you ready?
Wait a minute. I was going to make you go first. You're making me go first?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, God.
I beat you to the punch.
So here we go. Are we going to reveal the 8 before we try and run through this?
Oh, no, because I want you to be on the fly here.
All right.
Are you ready?
I am ready for...
10 seconds on the clock per question. What's your favorite?
Are you going to count me down? All right.
3, 2, 1. What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie is... Gotta say Dumb and Dumber.
Good answer. What is your favorite soda / pop?
Coke. Original Coke.
What is your favorite quote? Could be movie, could be book, could be, you know, some smart person in history. What's your favorite quote?
Oh my gosh. That's really hard. Quote? I would say, can't see the line, can you, Russ? Christmas Vacation.
That's a good one. All right. What's your favorite song?
Ooh. Favorite song? Oh, there's so many genres. I don't know. I would say, if we're going favorite song, Coldplay Clocks.
Coldplay Clocks. What is your favorite adult beverage?
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere different when you said adult. a beer. Are we going like brand?
If you want, you can make it a little more specific.
I'll say beer brewed by Summit Brewing.
How about favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? I would say, these are so hard. Favorite TV show, The Office.
American or British?
American. It's odd, I've never even seen the British.
I tried watching like an episode and I was like, nope. Favorite cartoon character?
Ooh, cartoon character? Favorite cartoon character? Oh, these are rough. That was out of the like left field.
You're down to like 4
Tasmanian
seconds.
Tasmanian Devil. Taz.
You're stalling. Favorite video game. Last one. Favorite video game.
Ooh. This Mario Kart. Mario Kart.
What an answer.
And
All right, there you go.
I'm going to give extra credit, but the type or the version of Mario Kart, it's got to be N64.
That one was fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
I'm sweating.
And that concludes our first round of What's Your Favorite? So to review, your favorite movie was Dumb and Dumber. Your favorite soda / pop is Original Coca-Cola. Your favorite movie quote is Can't See the Lion King, Russ, from Christmas Vacation. Your favorite song, Coldplay Clocks. Adult beverage is Summit Beer. Your favorite TV show is The Office, the American version. Favorite cartoon character, The Tasmanian Devil. And favorite video game, N64's version of Mario Kart.
Well played.
Fantastic.
All right, but now you realize that you're now on the hot seat and it's happening.
Okay, I'm ready. I had the advantage of kind of seeing these for a second, asking you, so you can reverse the order if you want, but all right, ready when you are.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Maybe I should reverse the order. I think we're going in the same. All right, so are you ready?
I'm ready.
I don't know how I'm going to time you with this 10 seconds. Well, I do. I have a timer in front of me. That's how I'm going to time you. All right, are you ready? Here we go. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie would have to be... I even had time to to like think about this ahead of time.
You have failed.
You know, I'm gonna have to agree with Dumb and Dumber. I just can't, that movie makes me laugh start to finish.
Yes. All right. And soda pop.
Dr. Pepper.
Nice. All right, that's a good choice. Favorite quote.
Favorite quote.
That's a hard one.
I'm gonna pull it out from Dumb and Dumber, and I'm gonna say actually, you know what? I'm gonna go with yeah, we're in the Rockies.
That John Denver is full of shit. So you're going quote.
I should pick some like great famous quote from history, but I love that. I just can't.
I know it's hard. That's a really hard one.
I'll go with Lloyd Christmas. Yeah, we're in the Rockies. Favorite song. You know, right now I've been listening to a lot of Queen. All right. So I'm gonna have to go with Bohemian Rhapsody just because such a
that's
great
a good
song.
Choice. All right, Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm writing these down. All right, adult beverage.
I'm also gonna go with beer, obviously, and I'm gonna say Samuel Adams. Although Summit is
you are
so close, but I'm Sam right. Adams guy. Yeah.
You're a Sam Adams guy, and I appreciate that. Favorite TV show.
Oh, this is hard because it's hard for me to say what I like better between comedy or other shows, and so many good shows I've watched on Netflix. You know, Sons of Anarchy, Hell on Wheels, mm-hmm. and then you got American Dad, Family Guy. This is tough. No, I'm gonna say favorite TV show is gonna have to be Game of Thrones. I mean, hands down, that one takes the cake over everything.
I can't believe I didn't think of Thrones when that popped into my head. Even though I haven't finished it, that's why. Oh, that's a good choice. All right, favorite cartoon character.
Favorite cartoon character. I like Roger from American Dad, the alien.
Oh, that is a great show.
He cracks me up.
That is a great show. Well, good choice. Well played. All right, last one. Favorite video game.
Favorite video game. This one is really hard because there's so many video games. I think probably the video game I spent the most time playing as a kid was Final Fantasy III.
Yes.
And that remains to this day one of my favorites. So I'll go with Final Fantasy III. Although Red Dead Redemption 2 is a close second, as is Final Fantasy X. But yeah, Final Fantasy III on Super Nintendo. Yeah. Or actually, if you're going by the way the Japanese released them, because that's where they're made, is Final Fantasy VI. But in the States, known as Final Fantasy III.
That's a good note on Final Fantasy. I like that.
Yeah, good game.
Well played. All right, so we're going to recap it. All right, so you did top 10 of what is your favorite. No, not top 10. It's just what is your favorite. See, I'm already blowing the bit. Your favorite movie, Dumb and Dumber. Agree with me. Favorite soda pop, Dr. Pepper.
You got it.
Good choice. Favorite quote. Yeah, we're in the Rockies. Dumb and Dumber. Yep. Well, Christmas. Love it. Favorite song, Bohemian Rhapsody. Gotta love Queen.
Yep.
Favorite adult beverage, Samuel Adams. You are 100% a Samuel Adams guy.
I am.
Favorite TV show, Game of Thrones. Sidebar, I'm stuck on season 5.
Gotta get through it.
I have to push through. Favorite cartoon character, Roger from American Dad, which when you said that, I'm like, that's the alien, right?
Yeah, Roger's the alien.
Yep. And last but not least, favorite video game, Final Fantasy III. On Super Nintendo.
You got it.
Nice choices.
Yeah.
I like that.
Goodness, yeah.
Funny
it's harder
side
than
note.
It's harder than it, you think, when you're on the clock.
Yeah, that's way harder. Even though we both stall, like either time one of us would ask the other a question, we would give a good 12-second stall while we were trying to think of the answer.
Yeah, that whole 10-second rule is a little loose.
Yeah, loosey-goosey.
Yep.
Funny video game note. I remember playing Final Fantasy in your basement on Super Nintendo, and I remember naming all the guys because we would just sit and name all the guys to be whoever we were friends with at the time.
That was one of the best parts about that game is there's like 16 characters and you get to name them all.
Yes. It's not like Oregon Trail where you're like, oh, Max has died of dysentery. It's different. Yeah. Dope. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good... I feel like that's a good introduction to What's Your Favorite.
What's Your Favorite?
And I think we talked about maybe next time we're going to do top 10, either a top 10 list of a different subject, or we're going top 10, like, desert island things, top 10 desert island movies, top 10 desert island food.
As we're going to go that route. If you were stuck on the desert island.
Yeah.
And you can only have 10 movies with you, what would you have? Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Top 10.
Because you got to think of a different.
Yep.
You're stuck.
I'll go first for that one. I'll go first for that one. I won't.
All right, good. Yeah, you're going first.
To beat you to the punch. Got it.
Well played.
All right. Well, that does it for this bit, this segment, the What's Your Favorite.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go. Bye-bye.
Hey, who wants to play Drink the Beer?
Right here.
You win.
All right. What do I win?
Another beer.
It's time for brew review. That was brutal. That was terrible.
it's totally fine. We're gonna call it brew review. That's what it's time for. We're gonna have to
change that intro to some kind of like funny sound bit.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't even get through
with a straight face. I started laughing at myself halfway through.
That's what this is about, though. We'll get a. That's a good point. We're gonna have to get a I'll get a sound bite that we'll add to this with some interesting.
Obviously, sounds. Episode one. This is a work in progress, and that was bad. That's all right.
We're good.
All right, let's start over. No, I can't do it. All right. This is gonna be the segment or the bit, if you will, where we review a brew.
Yes.
So what are you drinking this evening, Adam Apex?
All right, let me kick it off here. Hold on, I gotta give it all due respect here. Hold on, wait for it.
Oh,
yeah,
lovely sound.
Yep, there it is. So tonight, hold on, I'm gonna take a little sip. We're cracking a Summit 21 IPA. This one's a newer one. They always had their India Pale Ale, just the regular IPA, which was like an English IPA, but this one is like a, I don't know, it's like a lighter, like super happy one. And it's brewed with seven brewers, nice. Malts and seven hops. And it's, I don't know, it's one of my newer favorite Summits.
I like that. And is it, are you drinking it out of a can, out of a bottle?
Yep, we're going can. It's can. Man.
Yep. I suppose it sounded like a can when you opened it.
Yeah, this was the, which I kind of prefer the cans versus bottles for right now.
Sure.
I'm sure
it depends on the beer. Sometimes it really does depend on the beer. To me,
yeah.
Some beers just do not taste as good out of a can than a bottle and vice versa. Some taste better, you know, out of the can than the bottle.
I used to always be like a bottle guy, but I don't know, cans are way better for when you're going up north or when you're traveling with it. It's just that's the biggest.
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, we have a special guest. Say hi.
Hi.
What is Alex drinking this evening?
What is Alex drinking?
Nothing.
Nothing this evening.
Nothing.
No beers this evening? Okay. He wishes. That's sure. That's a good life choice. Yeah. Well,
so what,
we used to think it was disgusting too.
Yeah, that changed. What kind of coloring are you getting out of that?
This is for an IPA, it's a lot clearer than others. I've poured into a glass a couple times, but a lot of those thicker IPAs can be really like dark and just kind of cloudy. This one's pretty light, so it's a really easy drinking IPA. It's one of my newer favorites. I had it for the first time on tap at one of the Summit, test breweries over at the actual brewery where they brew it in St. Paul.
Yeah. But, like a test batch or like
a test. Yeah. They had it there. What do you call it? It's like the, the tap room. Yeah, that's what it is, like the Summit tap room that they have there. So, gotcha. Yep. Nice. That is what I'm proudly.
What's the content on that one?
I think this one's like six. I should have done better research, but I think it's 6.5.
Okay.
So it's not super high.
No, a little heavier than some, but I like it.
It's refreshing.
All right.
And what are you? Were you tapping? Are you gonna give us the opening?
Did you open it? I just opened it. It is a bottle. It is Sam Adams Porch Rocker. Now I have had this a couple of times, but it's been a while. I actually haven't seen it until today. Sam Adams finally released their variety pack with the summer beer, so we're getting away from the berries and some of the others, and we got the Porch Rocker. A lot of times is in that sampler, but only with the summer beer, so your summer ale. And so this one is only 4.5%.
Oh,
so it's a little lighter, but this one, if I remember right, is made to be a little more tangy and refreshing for more like on a warmer summer day. So I'm gonna pour it out. I've got a little glass that I actually borrowed in quotations from Union 32 Craft House. It's a perfect size for sampling some beer.
You know, now that you say that, my same glass from that tap house, which was borrowed, broke.
So oh no!
I feel like we need to go maybe borrow a few more.
As soon as it opens back up, we should definitely.
Yeah.
See, we're giving them a free plug, so I feel like it evens out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really clear. It's not heavy at all. Very amber clear. Smells hoppy, but also tangy. It smells, honestly, like a honey waste to me.
Yeah. I like those lighter ones for the summertime.
Yeah. So, hold on. Let's give it a sip. It is tangy. It actually tastes like a mix between a honey waste and a Blue Moon.
Oh, yeah.
It's not thick and cloudy like a Blue Moon, but it's got that crisp, tangy flavor like a Blue Moon.
I was going to say, when you say Blue Moon, I think like thick and...
like a thick, fruity, tangy beer. Right. It's got that taste and that smell, but in a very light amber consistency. It's really good.
Yep.
It's probably one that you could have one or two, but that would be about it, or you're looking at a stomachache.
Right.
But it's
It's
really good. It's
wants the McGurgles.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, it is refreshing. It's very good. But there again, it's one of those where I'd only have, you know, enjoy one or maybe two. But that's about it. Which is all we ever enjoy anyways. In
Of course. I've never had more than two beers in my entire life. Exactly. What are you talking about? If you were to say like your top like your favorite style of beer, what would it be?
Mm.
If you're going like light, dark, hoppy, not hoppy, like Kolsch, like what would be your like top favorite?
Oh man. You know, I love stout beer. I love stouts. I like oatmeal stouts. I like chocolate stouts. I really love a thick body beer that's got a lot of flavors in it. So I love like your dark, thicker beers.
Yep.
One of my favorites is actually Leinenkugel's Creamy Dark.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not available all the time.
Is it creamy vanilla or do they just call it creamy
dark? No, they also have a Snowdrift Vanilla Porter. Oh,
that's what I'm thinking.
Which is excellent as well. That's a really good beer, too. But I really like the Creamy Dark. Gosh, I guess I would have to say probably a porter.
Yeah.
A good porter.
Yep.
Would be my favorite.
It's so like it's so hard to like pinpoint one. Like I'm a huge fan of IPAs. I love IPAs, but at the same point, when you go that direction, you really only can have a couple. I mean, you can have more than a couple, but just gets to be too much, you know. After depending on the strength, so
yeah. I maybe we should, you know, for those out there listening too, just explain, since this is our first brew review, give a little context. We both love beer. We both love trying new beer. You can't put a beer in front of us we won't try.
No. Nope.
I mean,
try all kinds.
We've both been through the World Beer Tour at Old Chicago more than once. I mean, we've tried everything there is around here.
Mm-hmm.
And then some. But we've even made our own beer, going back to our old yeah. favorites. Yeah, we've made our own beer, which I feel like was semi successful.
Yep.
Actually, it was really good. Our first batch was really good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a fun experience.
Did I tell you that I had a couple? I had a couple of those bottles left in my refrigerator, and like a month ago, I found like one of them like in the way back. Wow. And I decided to crack it, and that was not good. It was bad.
It might be a little past its prime.
It was way past. I took a few sips just to see if I could salvage it, but it wasn't salvageable.
No good. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the more I'm into this one, you know, I'm maybe half of my 8 ounce glass down. It's it is really good. It is really refreshing. But again, I stand by my original consensus that you have one or two and you'd be done.
Right. Yeah. You got to keep it to one or two. So
definitely check this one out. I know Kirby, if you're listening, which I'm sure you will be, he's a big Sam 76 guy.
Oh, all right.
And I almost grabbed, because that was the other thing in the sampler pack. It was the Porch Rocker, the 76, the Summer Ale, and just your regular Sam Adams.
Yep.
76 might be next. It might be next.
Save that for the next one. I know. I got to come up with some better ones. I got to come up with a little more unique.
Well,
this was a newer one, but it's like I want to get a little bit deeper dive into some of the odder ones.
Yeah, I tried. But the little Farmington liquor store didn't have a ton of choices.
Right.
But next time I'm out in Burnsville, I'll hit up Total Wine or Egan.
Oh, God.
Hit up Total Wine and just do a build a six pack and just find six off the wall crazy beers just for this.
Yeah. Sidebar, going into Total Wine is like going into Toys R Us. Like it's the same feeling that when I was 8 and I went into Toys R Us.
Speaking of Toys R Us, sometimes I forget you worked there.
Oh, that was the best.
Way back in the day.
First job ever. It was the first job ever, right. And it was the best. We should do a whole different segue on first jobs.
Was fantastic.
Jobs when you were 16, so you know.
Yeah. Good jobs I had when you were a kid.
Yeah. God, that was awesome. Amazing. It was good times.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it. All right, so we're going to wrap up brew review, but I think that was a good successful brew review.
Sure, as long as we come up with a good intro, because I'm botched it.
No, this that's is right. that's why we love this,
you know, podcast. We need to do is we need to have like six beers and then redo the intro.
Yeah, we'll just edit it. We'll shorten it out. It'll be fine.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, brew review out.
Brew review out.